One proposed change is to have some BadgerCare recipients pay premiums, starting with those at 150% of the federal poverty level. A couple earning $22,000 a year would have to pay $100 a month for health insurance instead of the current $10 for BadgerCare. One of those affected is Drew Hansen of Madison. His daughter's on BadgerCare. He buys private insurance for himself. He's concerned the Medicaid changes would be too costly for a family budget he describes as razor thin.
Right now, our family health insurance budget or payments is about a little over 9% per year of my income goes to our health insurance between BadgerCare payments and my private insurance. My private insurance is lousy. It's catastrophic only.
Health Secretary Dennis Smith tried to reassure those at the public hearing about changes that will need federal approval to be enacted.
Most people won't be impacted by these changes. Seniors, people with disabilities, people below 100% of the federal poverty level. Our changes don't impact them.
The state's proposing changes that will help save $500 million in Medicaid costs. If the state doesn't get a federal waiver for those changes, Smith says coverage could be ended for 53,000 BadgerCare recipients. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.